Good evening. Welcome to tonight's study. At this time, we will have a word of prayer, and then we will begin into the study of the value of assembly. Would you pray with me? Our Father and our God in heaven, we thank you so much for this evening that we are able to open your word and to begin to study your word once again. Father, we thank you so much for the impact that it can make on our lives and how that we, if we study it enough, that we can make an impact in other people's lives with it. Father, we pray that as we go throughout this study that it will be beneficial to us, but most of all, Father, we hope that this study will be pleasing to you. Father, please forgive us of our sins. We pray all of this through the name of Jesus. Amen. The value of assembly. If you think about assembly, we at this time with the coronavirus, the COVID-19, and everything that has been going on, we have kind of been restricted and not really been able to worship as many times and as many hours as we would like to together. But we're still using Facebook and things like this and YouTube to be able to worship God together. Well, you think about this, and I was talking with a fellow preacher and a few other Christians a while back, a few other members of the Lord's body, and we were talking about how we were kind of worried about how some people may, not all people, but some people may take this time that has been given to us that we've been able to worship God on Facebook and things like that, and they may take it wrong and start to think that, well, I don't have to go worship God with other Christians. I don't need to go to the church building to worship with them. I can worship within the comfort of my own home. I don't even have to put my shoes on. I can just sit in my living room, which was fine and dandy, and it still is if the circumstances are right. I understand. I'm not saying that if you are in a compromised situation or in any other way that may harm others or may harm yourself, that you should be going to worship with the brethren. But I am saying this, that whenever we begin to think, well, I don't really want to go this evening, so I'll just watch on Facebook. That is whenever it's wrong. You think about the value of assembly. We will study into this a little deeper this evening, how important it is to assemble together with the Lord's body, with the Lord's church. Two are better than one is a very powerful statement. You think about that in many times, in many things in life, there is power in number. It is no different with mankind. There are many things in assembly, but three of which are the protection in assembly, the sharpening in assembly, and the consideration in assembly. This evening, I hope that you have your Bible open, and I hope that you will open your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 in verse 9, beginning. We will look at the protection in assembly. The protection in assembly, starting in verse 9, the assembly lifts up. In verse 9, it says, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one else to help him up. I've heard of people who went out hunting and things like that, and they went out early in the morning and they didn't eat first thing in the morning. And whenever they got out hunting, they got to the point where they were kind of shaky. Their health wasn't all that great at that point. And I've heard of how that would have been scary. You think about being in the woods alone and no one there to help you with something like that going on. How scary would that be? Well, assembly lifts up. Whenever there are two or more people around, it lifts others up physically and, more importantly, spiritually. You think about how this quarantine has impacted us. Whenever the quarantine was on and most of the congregations around the world really were closed down due to the coronavirus, we were still able to worship on Facebook, as I said, and on YouTube, but it wasn't the same. It was sad in a way Because we weren't there. We weren't able to be there with the brethren. We weren't able to see our brothers and sisters in Christ face to face. We weren't able to talk face to face with one another. We were just there virtually. You think about how sad that was and how much of a lift up it is for us whenever we finally get to go back to worship God together. Think about how great a day that is and how great a day that will be whenever all of us can come together once again. Assembly lifts up, but also in the next part of Ecclesiastes 4, assembly withstands. In verse 11, it says, again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Assembly withstands, number one, the coldness. In verse 11, it talks about being cold. It talks about how the body heat, if two are there, they can remain warmer. It's something that is amazing how God created us in this way, that assembly is powerful. Whenever we are two of us are together, it keeps us warm. It talks. There are four or five different things here that in number there is power in. As we said a moment ago, there is power in labor in assembly. There is power whenever one has fallen. There is power whenever in the coldness. And also, there is power, in verse 12, in hostility. How that two can withstand someone who is hostile toward the other. You think about how important that is in a fight. How great that will be if two are fighting against one who is greater than the one. It's almost a win situation. But you think about how important it is to be like that. So we've seen the protection in assembly, number one. But number two, if you would turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 27, there is the sharpening in assembly. In Proverbs chapter 27, in verse 17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. This idea of sharpening one another, sharp as iron sharpens iron, the text says that that happens, that iron sharpens iron. This means that one is not superior or above the other. They are both equals, sharpening one another's sharpness, and they are equal. Think about that with the Christian race. Think about that as Christians today. Whenever we sharpen one another's countenance, we are no better than the other. We are no greater, no stronger than the other. We are the same as iron sharpens iron. This illustration paints a clearer picture to how one should exhort another. You think about how important it is to exhort one another and how to teach and admonish one another, as Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 speaks of, and Ephesians 5:19 speaks of, teaching and admonishing one another in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Those things are important. And as iron sharpens iron, that is how assembly is. Assembly sharpens the countenance of another. You think about how important that is to be able to sharpen the countenance of another person. Whenever we are alone, who can sharpen us? You think about a knife. And if you had a knife that needs sharpening, but you have nothing else to sharpen it with, what good is that knife going to be? How much good is that going to be whenever it is dull? Well, with a companion, with someone who is helping one another, that will help. That will sharpen the countenance. That will sharpen the ability to dig deeper into the Word. So we must sharpen each other's countenance. But thirdly, we will look at the consideration in assembly. If you were to turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 24, beginning, it states as such, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This point here, consideration in assembly. It says there in verse 24, let us consider one another in order to stir up one another, love and good works. Well, assembly stirs others up. If water is never stirred, maybe you have a pond on your property somewhere, and perhaps that pond is not connected to a creek or anything that is flowing water. So what happens to it in the heat of the day or something of that nature? Algae begins to grow on it. And what happens to it? It becomes stagnant to the point that, do you want to drink that? Do you want to drink that water? It's not very good looking, and it doesn't smell all that great. And I don't think it would be healthy to drink that water anymore. You think about how important it is to stir that water continuously. It's the same way with our brothers and sisters in Christ. If a brother or sister is not stirred spiritually, they will become stagnant and useless for the cause of Christ. So why should we assemble? It's so much easier. It's so much less of a break. It's so much less of a health beneficial thing. It's so much less to stay at home. It's so much less easy to. It's so much harder to go out and to go to worship and get dressed and get ready, wake up on time, and then go out and drive to worship. It's so much harder. Why should we do it? Well, to stir each other up. It's important. It's very important. God made us as humans. God made us together. God made us that we may come together and to worship Him together. That's how important it is. That is the value of assembly. Assembly stirs others up, yes, but in verse 25, assembly exhorts others. When we forsake the assembling together, we are not building one another up. You think about that exhorting, that's the word for building up. You think about this. Perhaps, whenever you think about building up, maybe some, if you kind of think about this illustration, that someone came in and they were going to build this house. And they begin building this house or building, and something happens and they run out of money to keep on building, or something happens like storms. And they leave it alone for a month, for 2 months, for 6 months, for a year. And then before you know it, it's a very long time before it is completely dilapidated now. Think about how easy it is to just forget about that. To forget about that building, to be able to build that up, and then just to let it go. Well, that's what happens to our souls whenever we no longer are building each other up. Whenever we are no longer exhorting one another together. That is the importance of assembly. That is the value of assembly. We discourage others when we forsake the assembly willingly. Notice that word willingly. As I said a moment ago, I am not saying whatsoever that if we were to have health problems, or if we were to be compromised to the point where it is very unsafe to go out to worship with one another, I'm not saying that that is wrong. But whenever we decide, well, I don't really want to go and get dressed and get ready and drive over to the building and worship with my brothers and sisters in Christ today, so I'm just going to stay at home and worship over my phone. It's so much easier. Whenever we begin to get that in mind, that is whenever it is wrong. That is discouraging others. That's discouraging the ones who know that you are doing that. That's the power of assembly. We are no longer the one stirring others up, but the one in need of stirring. We are the one that is becoming stagnant and useless for the cause of Christ whenever that happens. Whenever we begin to think that way, we mustn't think that way. We must want to worship God with others, with our brothers and sisters in Christ. How important it is to do so. When we come together as one, we exhort one another by teaching each other and admonishing one another. As I said a moment ago, Colossians chapter 3, in verse 16, how that it reads, in Colossians 3 and verse 16, how this says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." I was talking to a sister in Christ this morning, how that during the quarantine, whenever we were no longer able to worship together, and we had to worship over Facebook, one of the many things that I missed with coming together as one church, as one body, and coming together and communing with one another, one thing that I missed the most was the singing. I like to sing. I like to hear others sing. I love to hear others sing, especially praises to God in song from their hearts. This is the part that is here. This teaches and admonishes one another. And that's what happens in assembly. We teach one another with the songs that we sing. That's why it is important to find good songs that are scriptural. And it is good to admonish one another, build one another up with those songs. To be able to hear a brother in Christ singing praise to God. To be able to hear a sister in Christ who may not have I do not have a good voice. I do not like my own voice, but I sing praises to God. You know why? Because we are commanded to, number one, but number two, I realize that as bad as my voice may sound, others may be uplifted by my singing in the croaky voice that I have. Think about that. Whenever we start thinking that I don't have a good voice, well, God gave us a voice for a reason, to lift others up, to teach others, and to be able to admonish one another. This is the importance of assembly, and this is the value of assembly. There is power in assembly. As we gathered, whenever we gathered at that time, we are lifting one another up. Whenever we gather together with the church, we lift one another up. We are all stirring one another up. But does your soul need stirred up? Maybe you've become stagnant to the point that you're starting to wander away. You're starting to get to the point where you need stirred up, or else you will become useless for the cause of Christ. We want you to come back. Perhaps that is the case. You need to come back to the fold. If you need to be baptized in that, use Facebook Messenger. Message any of us here at Hillview Terrace. Message any of us who you may know who attends the Church of Christ. We want you to come to Christ. Maybe you've fallen back into the ways of the world. You need to come back. Perhaps we may have exhorted you tonight to become a Christian. Get in contact with one of us. Do so by being baptized into Christ. Acts chapter 22 in verse 16. Now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. I hope that this study this evening has been beneficial to you, and I hope that it will make us think about the value of assembly. Thank you very much.